All Parker Bosley ever wanted was food that tasted good. He's a chef, and he wanted his food to be satisfying. But when he got into the restaurant business about 20 years ago, he thought there was something wrong with the food he was cooking.
I thought, there's something wrong with this business in that I don't think my food is that great, even though I think I'm cooking very well.
Bosley decided the problem was that he wasn't starting with good enough ingredients, and mediocre ingredients couldn't create great-tasting food.
And I thought about it, and I thought, I don't have real chickens. I don't have good tomatoes. I don't have good lettuce and so forth. It's coming through a commercial source. So I, you know, thought, something's wrong here. I used to have wonderful chickens and wonderful tomatoes and strawberries. Is that when I was growing up on a farm in Ohio? What happened to that?
Bosley is probably Cleveland's most highly renowned gourmet, but he decided to put on his mud boots and head home to the farm. Well, it wasn't actually his farm, but he started driving around unnamed country roads. He was looking for small farms and roadside stands. He'd use the chicken, eggs, tomatoes he brought back to create the dishes at his restaurant, and he liked the results.
Once I got started and into that and realized that I was right, I was correct, your food cannot be better than the ingredients with which you begin.
Bosley built his reputation, his restaurants, and his menu by building relationships with farmers. And now nearly every ingredient in almost every dish, from the squash and bacon soup with hazelnuts, the mixed greens with goat cheese and honey thyme dressing, and even the beef medallions with mushroom and wine sauce, they all come from local farms. Parker's restaurant has been recognized more than once by Gourmet Magazine as one of the top 50 in the country. But it's not easy to gather all those ingredients. Sometimes farmers just don't have as much as the restaurant needs. Jeff Jaskell is Bosley's business partner.
We have a little qualifier in our menu. If you read it, it says, I'm sorry, we're out of this tonight. And we've gone through periods where we don't have chicken on the menu for 3 or 4 days. And if you go to a restaurant and couldn't find chicken on the menu, people would think you're a little bit strange.
So they get a lot of complaints.
Why are you out of this? You know, the later tables come in at 9, 9:30, and we're out of 3 or 4 things, and they're a little bit disappointed. And we're able to get so much in this week. And I think they try to understand, and they do come back. So I guess what we're doing is still means something to them.
And it's starting to mean enough to enough people that the National Restaurant Association expects local seasonal foods to be one of the hottest trends in restaurants this year. Lots of restaurants in New York and California already identify exactly where each ingredient on the menu comes from, what farm it came from, and how it was produced. But as his longtime passion becomes hot, Parker's closing his restaurant. Today, Bosley's standing in the wind and the cold, but it's still sunny outside. He's at one of Cleveland's newly budding farm markets. It's set up in the parking lot of a new outdoor shopping mall, and it's near a new upscale neighborhood. There are about 20 stands with things like heritage chickens and turkeys, cheese from grass-fed cows, and lots of apples. All the products are from nearby farms. Bosley's call for local produce was a big part of creating what's now a network of markets like this throughout the region.
I'm doing a lot more than just making good food and maybe buying direct from a farmer. I am doing the right thing for the environment. I am doing the right thing for rural communities. I am doing the right thing for urban communities. You know, I never start out, oh, I want to be an environmentalist, and I'm going to go out and hug trees and save the countryside. I just want good food, which, if you pursue it correctly, you will be an environmentalist.
Bosley's 68 now, and he sees the next phase in his career in encouraging more farmers to grow gourmet mushrooms, make goat cheese, or build greenhouses so that there's lettuce and other produce available for the growing market of chefs and other people who want good local food year-round. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.